Welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Danny as he shares his story of recovery.
I remember drinking. I didn't really think it was something that I was going to truly enjoy because I was more scared of my parents. My dad caught us drinking Cisco on the side of the neighbor's house. We were chugging it. Got grounded for a couple weeks at that point. Me being gay was something that they weren't too happy with. They love me to death, but it breaks their heart that I'm going to hell, which is what I was told. We had to be home by 8 o'clock. We had to go to church 3 times a week, read verses out of the Bible. And at 15, we would spend the summers with my biological mother. She would, you know, go buy us alcohol and bring it to the house. And as long as we were there, she was fine with that. We had to be home by 8 o'clock. We had to go to church 3 times a week, read verses out of the Bible. I was so eager to get out of the controlled setting that as soon as I graduated from high school, I went straight over to my biological mom's side. I felt as though I was loved and adored. Everybody was trying to get a hold of me, wanting to hang out. Sober, I would know better, and I didn't want to be a drug addict, but I didn't pay too much mind to being an alcoholic. The more and more I kind of felt I got judged or I became insecure about it, I stayed in and closed. That became probably the last 5 years of my drinking. I had a broken relationship with one of my sisters. Her drinking was, you know, to me, completely different level, and I couldn't relate to it. I had her move into my house. I kind of took care of her the entire time. We, you know, spent every day together. I couldn't stop drinking, even though I saw her life, you know, deteriorating, her body physically, mentally, losing her kids. After she passed away, immediately left the hospital at 6 a.m. I went and went and bought alcohol, and I went into my house and I just drank. And I had to also be the one who had to organize everything for her as far as funeral and stuff. Everybody kept asking me questions, but I didn't want to deal with it, but I dealt with it anyway as best I knew how. Living at home alone, I had nobody there to tell me no. So it was just kind of like, I was just up to my own and nobody knew. I told myself after Christmas I was going to stop drinking again. I need to bite the bullet, look up sober livings, and move into a sober living house. You know, at the beginning of this year when I moved into sober living, so I found meetings after moving into sober living immediately. It's part of the requirements, and then it just kind of forced me to put myself out there a little bit more in my neighborhood. So just kind of constantly going to them, getting a sponsor, and just working the steps with him. You know, I was going to work Monday through Friday, and then after that I would have IOP at night. It was just a whole mixture of just keeping busy and showing myself that I really actually, how bad do I want this? I know I have the support and I have the friends that I've had for a long time and my family truly loves me deep down. At the same time, just kind of showing myself that I can actually do it and that I'm worth it. You know, now being in sober living and then for them to ask me, you know, to be a night manager and then to later on be, you know, assistant general manager. And it's going to be okay if I choose to change my career because I don't want to be in finance and accounting anymore. I'm going to go back to school and be in counseling and kind of work with people in recovery. If I can work and live with people in recovery, then it's definitely what I'm going to do. I was always worried of being judged and what other people would think or being embarrassed. If I say it out loud, even if I don't want to, if I say it to myself, it kind of breaks the ice for myself to kind of ask for help. You don't have to know anyone, just as long as you push yourself enough to get there and make that one phone call, because you'll get there. You'll find your courage.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.